terms of the Gemara, we go on to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're just doing the Tosfos now. Or Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let's just go through the Tosfos again. The Rav Nachman Yosef, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So just to remind you, we have the story where Nechemio, son of Rav Chaninoi, he was very fatif in his learning. He went outside of the Tchum, didn't realize what he was doing, and now he's stuck outside the Tchum. So Rav Chista comes along to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's stump, and he says to him, Nechemio Tamidcho, he's the Tzar, move, we need to do something about it. We had a little bit of discussion about that Shori B'Tzar, how that squares with the Ramo. Actually, just remember now, okay, something still to look into. Whether it means he was B'Tzar, whether from the other person's perspective, okay, something to think about. So he gave him this Eitzah, make the Mechit Tzal Shabani Ogom, get people to stand there, and that would enable him to get back in. Fine. So the Gemara, the Gemara relates, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was sitting behind Rav. And then it's going to go on. Now, we've had Rav Nachman, and now we've got Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So that surely shows us that Stam Rav Nachman is not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Correct? They're obviously two different people. Who is it? Could be Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. That's what Tosfos is going to argue. As opposed to Rashi in Gittin, who says that Stam Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Yeah, this Gemara is surely a raya to the contrary. Okay, yeah? Let's take a look at Rashi. Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Achiri de Robo, the Yosef Robo Kamei de Rav Nachman. Says Tosfos, Hocho Mashma, over here it's Mashma, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Lav Hainu Rav Nachman Stam. The Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is not Rav Nachman Stam. They're two different people. That's whoever Rav Nachman Stam is, when it's not said who it is, and then you've got Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. The Chayin Becham Bekomis, and so too in many places, it's mashma like that. Udalot Pirush HaKuntros, not like Rashi, the Sof Perek Kolaget, the end of Perek Kolaget in Gittin, the Koma where it says, the Koma Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, where Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Ano Loi Tzorichno Luhu, I don't need them. Who's them? Pirush, that means to say, the Beir Reish Golosom. I don't need the people of the Reish Golosom. And Rashi says, Upeir Shah Kuntras, so Rashi explains, Tosom over there, Mishum Davi Chasonu Shel Reish Golosom. Because he was, Rav Yitzchok was the son-in-law of the Reish Golosom. He says, I don't have to go and flatter them by going out to greet them, I can stay here, because I'm the son-in-law of the Reish Golosom anyway. That's the way Rashi explains the sugya over there. The Rav Nachman Stam Havi Chasonu Shel Reish Golosom. And Rashi says over there, because it's talking about Rav Nachman Stam. And Rashi says, well, who is Rav Nachman Stam? It's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was the son-in-law of the Reish Golosom. That's the way Rashi learns it over there. Kidemuchach
b'ho'or b'ho'reitem. No, but that's not what Tosfos is saying, David.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he's saying, D'har Rav Nachman Stam.
Right, and who is Rav Nachman Stam according to this? All Rashi's Peshat, he's quoting Rashi.
Rav Nachman Stam is Rav Nachman Stam, it's not Rav Nachman.
No, it's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. According to Rashi, it's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok.
He doesn't know that from this Tosfos.
Yes, that's
what
I thought.
You have to look at the Gemara there.
To know what?
That Rashi held that, because he didn't say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he said Rav Nachman Stam. I'm sure you'd have to look at the Gemara.
No, correct. Right. If you look at the Gemara over there, the Gemara over there.
That's the point I think you're making.
So I'm telling you.
If you look
at the Gemara over there, you'll see it doesn't say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Right? The Gemara brings a little mic there.
Well, Rashi will say it there, I see.
Yeah, because he's explaining. The question is, whoever this Rav Nachman Stam is, why doesn't he need the Reish Golosom? If Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is going to be one pshat, no one's denying the fact. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he was the son-in-law of the Reish Golosom. Tosfos is not debating that. Yeah? Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov was not the son-in-law of the Reish Golosom. So if you learn that Rashi says, now it makes sense. Well, why don't I need the Reish Golosom? Because I'm the son-in-law.
Yeah.
But if it's Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, why wouldn't you need the Reish Golosom? Tosfos is going to give a different shot. Right? But that is the story over there. The Gemara says like this. Read you the whole story there. It says like Rova and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, right? Rova and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Havu Yossi, they were sitting there. Havu Cholif Ba'ozil Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. And Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, he was passing by. So you got both Rav Nachmans there.
Yeah.
The Yotzi B'Kuhagba D'Davo, he was sitting in a like a golden like box or whatever, basically being led along. U'Poris Ali Tzavolo the Karti, and there was a special like a he was wearing a tzavolo like a coat. Karti is the color, like neat color. So Robo Ozal at the Gabe, so Robo went to towards him, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok lo Ozal at Gabe, whereas Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok did not go towards him. Omar, because he said, Dilma Me'imshi de Be'er Ishkul Osonin, he didn't know who it was. He just thought maybe it's somebody of the Ishkul Osonin, and the Ishkul Osonin didn't always get on very well with them. So he said, Robo Tzorichlu, Robo needs to be on their good side, so that's why he's gone towards him. But I know, but I, lo tzorich nolehu, I don't need them. Right? Full stop. Yeah? That's why he didn't go out. Kidechozor the Rav Nachman by Yaakov Babel. Once Rav Nachman by Yitzchok saw that it was Rav Nachman by Yaakov, right? So Habo, so Ozil Gabei, so then he went to greet him. And then the Gemara goes on. Rashi says over there, he says, "Another tzorich nolehu. Why do I not need them? The Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, in other words, chasonei denesio havo. He was the son-in-law of the Reish Geloso. He said that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok
is the son-in-law
of the Reish Golosa, and therefore that's why I don't need to go. Yeah.
Is that what I'm getting a bit confused? Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is the one who didn't go towards the Reish Golosa, but it was Rav Nachman by Yaakov who did. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't actually the Reish Golosa in there. Right, Rav Nachman by Yaakov was sitting on the chariot, on this.
Rav Nachman by Yaakov.
Right, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, he didn't know that. He didn't know it was Rav Nachman by Yaakov. He just saw somebody coming with a lot of pomp there. He thought probably this is the Reish Golosa. He couldn't see from a distance, so he didn't go towards him. Now Rashi says why not? Because he was the son-in-law of the Reish Golosa.
Right.
How do we know that? So Rashi said again. Let's just refer ourselves to the Gemara in Cholin. Somewhere, here we go. Right? Tomorrow says in Chulin, and this is the key point really. Chubchaf Dalad Ramadalov. If you go back, basically over here. With that, it's to do with in a chulin to do with the tumatara there with Eivorim and things like that. So he says, "Kisalik Rav Yishaya." When Rav Yishaya went up, Ashkechel el Rabbi Ami, he found Rabbi Ami. Omer Lishmai Tekame. He said over teaching in front of him, "Hochi Omer Ula." This is what Ula said. "Vahochi Ahadeli Rav Nachman." This is what Rav Nachman responded. Without going into this again, it doesn't make a difference. So Omer Le, he said to him. Umishum the Rav Nachman Chasoni de Benesiyahu, because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Reish Golosa, Mizalza Bishmati de Rabbi Yechanan, so he is Mizalza, he cheapens the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. So hold on, who are we talking about there? Rav Nachman by Yitzchok or Rav Nachman by Yaakov?
Rav Nachman by Yitzchok was the son-in-law.
Says Rav Nachman, doesn't say which one. So Rashi, now, what happens is, Rashi understood that the Gemara here in Chulin, Stam Rav Nachman, is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So therefore, he says, you see from there, that the son-in-law of the Reish Golosa is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So now, when he came back to the Gemara in Gittin, why did Rav Nachman by Yitzchok say, I don't need the Reish Golosa?
Because it's his father-in-law.
Oh, because he's the son-in-law of the Reish Golosa, right? It's, right? Yeah, so far so good?
Yeah.
Now, Tosis, what Tosis is going to do, I explained it wrong, so that the way I've just said it now is correct, yeah? That's the way it goes. Now, Tosis is going to take issue based on our Gemara and other Gemaras that happened and says, no. Stam Rav Nachman is?
Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov.
So Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov was the son-in-law of the Reish Gerusa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I said it wrong. That's what the Gemara in Chulin says. Stam Rav Nachman is the son-in-law.
Right.
So Oivah Zoi, why did Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok say, I don't need to go to the Reish Gerusa, when he thought it was a Reish Gerusa? The answer is because he was a rich man. When you got money, you don't need money. Gets
you
everywhere.
That's not very.
I think we once saw a, I'm pretty sure we saw it together. Somewhere else, but definitely the Ben Ishchai says somewhere. He says that when you've got somebody who thinks he's great in Torah, people think he's great in Torah, and he's not. So sometimes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do is, in order to divert people's attention from his teachings, and they shouldn't be mechabit him for his Torah, which doesn't exist, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him riches. And the nature of people is, people will be mechabit rich people more than Rabbonim. So therefore, they'll be more interested in his latest cars and things like that. They'll be mechabit him for that more than his Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people to be mechabit him for his non-existent Torah.
So they're not going to think that it was a big Talmud Chacham then. No, it's somebody who people are mechavim. He doesn't seem to know a lot. He's not as Ashkoch as well. I can't remember the exact words. He doesn't want people to be interested in his Torah.
People, you know, to divert their attention.
It's pretty good for him. He just took out one half of it.
Something like that. I remember we said at the time, people said, oh, you see, things haven't changed. So now let's go back to the Tosfos. That's the correct cheshbon there. Now let's see it again in Tosfos.
Yeah.
So Tosfos again. Halacha mashma over here is mashma de Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, lav hainu Rav Nachman's son. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is not Rav Nachman's son. The chin becham bekomos, and azay is mashma in many places. Udalok finish our contrast, not like Rashi learns, the so perikol I get, where he says at the end of perikol I get in Gittin, the Qur'an where it says over there, right, the Qur'an Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, it's definitely Rav Nachman Yitzchok speaking, and he says, Anol etorich molehu, I don't need them. Who's them? Pirish levei Reish Gerusa, I don't need the Reish Gerusa. Upirish HaKuntris, and Rashi explains in Gittin why. Upirish HaKuntris also, Rashi explains over there, Mishum davei chason eshe Reish Gerusa, because Rav Nachman Yitzchok was the son-in-law of the Reish Gerusa. Right, how does he know that? So Rav Nachman Stam, because says Rashi, Rav Nachman Stam, Havi Chatzon Eshel Reish Gerusa. Take a look. Kedemuchach Vahor Vaharetiv, as Muchach Imperikah Vahor Vaharetiv Mechulin, that Stam Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Reish Gerusa.
You just proved otherwise.
Not from Agamemnon. This is what Rashi says. Yeah, I know, we've just proven otherwise from Agamemnon. But again, Rashi says...
But you went to Chulin and you said that the son-in-law of Reish Gerusa
is
Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov.
It says Rav Nachman, doesn't it? Well, so Rashi learned...
He concluded it was Rav Nachman
by Yaakov. That's Tosfos. Rashi learned, again, all we have in Chulin is Rav Nachman's stamp is the son-in-law. Rashi's shitta is, because there are rais and gemaras elsewhere like Rashi as well. It's not sure there's no rais. There are gemaras which are much more like Rashi. So Rashi's shitta is that the Rav Nachman's stamp is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rashi says, ah, great. The gemara in Chulin which says that Rav Nachman's stamp is the son-in-law of the Reish Gerusa, that's Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Now I understand Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin. Rav Nachman Yitzchok is black and white there, but Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, I don't need the Reish Gerusa.
Because
he's a son-in-law. Says Tosfos, that's not true. Why? Because Rav Nachman's stam, you see from our Gemara, Rav Nachman's stam is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. So who's the son-in-law of the Reish Gerusa? Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, and the Gemara in Gittin is not talking about Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, it's talking about Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. On the contrary, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov is the one who's actually on the wagon there, whatever it is, yeah? So Ella says, Tosfos, Ella rather, Hodeko Omar Le Tzorichno, that which Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, I don't need the Reish Gerusa, the reason is, Mishum de Osher Hoya, because he was a rich man. Rav Nachman Stam, and the Rav Nachman Stam, that's the one who's the son-in-law, who Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. That is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Right? Now how do I know that? besides the fact that from this Gemara you can clearly see Rav Nachman's Stam is not Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Fine, it's not Rav Nachman Yitzchak. But how do you know it's Rav Nachman Yaakov? The reason is because the Rav Nachman Stam Hoyachav Eretz Rav Sheshet. One thing we know for sure is that Rav Nachman Stam was a contemporary, was a friend of Rav Sheshet. Right? You find Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet always appear together. Yeah, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. You always find that. Yeah. Uvi Yerushalmi Mukach, and in Yerushalmi it's Mukach. They bring it from Sukkah, which the Yifei 9 points out. We know that Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov is a friend of Rav Sheshet. So, since we see throughout, all over the place, Rav Nachman versus Rav Sheshet, they're definitely contemporaries, and I've got a Yerushalmi which says Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov is a contemporary of Rav Sheshet, so it makes sense that Rav Nachman's son must be Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Point one. The Gam, and also, the Shum Mokim Bishas, you won't find in any place in the Gemara the Feirush, the Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. He never comes as Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, ever it's Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda or Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. You will never find Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov mentioned like that, except if there's another Rav Nachman there. Who's that? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, like the Gemara in Gittin. It says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, and the person on the wagon was Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Right? Or Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. But the minute neither of those two appear, is Rav Nachman
Did they all live at roughly the same time then? All the Rav Nachmans?
They were definitely over that, clearly, yeah. Hmm. Yep.
So who's right? Take your pick.
Who is right? I don't know. I mean, I would like to think that
what is right?
But the problem is, you've got to be able to. If I can give you a few examples. For you. You'll see, Rai is lekam and lekam. I stopped making a list at one time, and I found Rai is one way, the other way. Presumably, if you want to answer all of them, you're going to have to say something to the effect of that.
Sometimes Rav Nachman's Stam is one.
Sometimes it's another. Yeah.
Is there a specific nafka mina that Tosfos
says? It's a bit like you got even the chumash. Right, Rashi says, for example, you got for different types of boils. So Rashi says, it's better because of Gemara really, but it talks about what do you call it? Cheres, and something else. And basically say, if it appears together with another one, whatever it is, then this one will be the dry one. But if it comes without the other one, then this one will mean the wet one, or whatever. Because in other words, it's all relative. Relative to something else, it may be one thing. But when it's mentioned on its own, it will mean the other thing, because it's not something along those lines. So presumably, if you're going to be miyashiv everything, you'd have to say that, yeah, there's a reason why sometimes Rav Nachman's Stam it refers to, you know, one place as though, but potentially it could be either. It's just, if, let's say, a main player, for example, let's take over here, yeah? Over here, who is the main player here?
You think it's Rav Nachman?
Rav Nachman Yaakov, he's the one who issued the Pesach. See, he's referred to as Rav Nachman's Stam. Rav Nachman Yitzchak came in, not by the way, but he was the one who sort of questioned what's going on in here. So Nachman by Yaakov is called Nachman Stam, and Nachman by Yitzchak, he's the one who you have to mention by name, right? I think I mentioned after the shiur the other day, the Gemara Shkolim, for example, it talks about when you write in a shtar, and you're talking about Azor Rishon and Azor Sheni, which one do you write as Azor, and which one do you have to actually spell out the other one? In other words, if you say Azor Rishon is Azor Stam, and then if you mean Azor Sheni, you have to write Azor Sheni, or the other way around?
I think
it's my focus.
No. Okay.
Yeah. But again, what you're seeing is one is like the given, and the other one is if you mean that one, spell it out. So you could say over here, Rav Nachman, he's the one who issued the Pesach here. He was the main one over here, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. So it talks about Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. He's the Rav Nachman star. Now Rav Nachman Yitzchak comes in, he's questioning what's going on, so you have to mention him by name. You'd have to go through Gemara by Gemara and see if such a thing works, whether there's a, you can say that, and therefore sometimes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he's the main one, so he'll be referred to as Rav Nachman Stam, and then you have to mention Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov by name.
Yeah. Who is the Pesach? Isn't it Rav, or is it the Pesach?
No, Rav Nachman. Presumably that's the way forward, but if you want to try and bring me out shape order then, but and then I suppose potentially that's essentially the way each of the Rishonim are going to answer the Raya's Pumfaket. They're going to say the default position is Rav Nachman Stam is Rashi would say is Rav Nachman, Tosafot would say Rav Nachman Bayakov. But Emachanam, you'll find exceptions, because in that particular Gemara, Rashi would say, in this particular Gemara, yes, Rav Nachman Stam is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, because he was the main player, sort of thing. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok only came in afterwards. You're going to have to say something like that each time, and so we'll have to deal with the rise to Rashi in the same manner, the opposite way around. That's presumably the way you're going to have to go. In other words, the Machlokes is going to be in Gemaras where potentially either one could have been the Rav Nachman Stam. Which one would be the Rav Nachman Stam there? That's the way you're presumably going to have to answer the, if you want to try and answer all the questions. Fine. Yosef Rabba Bakabi Bar Yerei Garsino. Tosafot says the correct Gersa is the Yosef Rabba Bakabi Bar Yerei. Yeah?
Instead of what? Instead of Kamei Rabba.
Instead of Bakame, it's.
Is it Yosef Kamei Bar Yerei? Instead of that, we're talking about.
Can we buy him and say, Yosef Rabba Akoma?
We've got the Gersa. We've got the Gersa. Rav Nachman Yitzchok was sitting behind Rabba, right? Rabba was sitting in front of Rav Nachman.
Yeah.
Who asked the question? Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked Rabba.
It says some effects. I mean, Rav Nachman is a Rabba.
I know, that's the Gersa we've got.
Yeah,
so it's just saying that's not the correct Gersa. Yeah? Up to, let's say, three lines on the bottom, yeah. That's fine. So it's got the same Gersa. We've got the Gersa of Nachman Yitzchok asked Rabba, my Kami Boy, Rabbi Rav Chisda. That's the point Tosafot is coming to.
He just leaves out.
Basically, who is Masupak here, what the Shaila was? Who's asking what the Shaila was? Is it Rabba Kami Boy Yitzchok?
Yeah, but he's asking.
That's the Gersa we've got. Tosafot says it's Rabba who had the Shaila.
Oh, I see.
Yeah? The Yosef Rabba Bakami Bar Yerei Garsino. The correct Gersa says this is after you've got the setup. Rav Nachman is sitting in the back, Rabba sitting ahead of him, and Rav Nachman the Rebbe sitting in the front facing. So Tosafot says the one about the Shaila, what's going on, is Rabba who's sitting in the middle. Why do I say that? He says, below Garsino, we're not going to say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said to Rabba, what was the Shaila? The Hocha Peshita Lei B'mechita Shabbanei Odom, Shemu Taratus. Because over here, it's whoever's asking the Shaila didn't seem to have any problem at any stage with the fact that you're making a mechitza with people. He said, what was the Shaila? The Shaila was either do we pass like Rabban Gamliel, that mechitza will help, or is the Shaila to do with Rabban Eliezer? If the mechitza only gets you within the last two amas, is that good enough? Never did he entertain the possibility that the Shaila may have been, are you allowed to make a mechitza with people? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now, if it's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok who's trying to work out what the Shaila was, well, we're going to see further on in the Gemara that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok wasn't very happy with the whole idea of making a mechitza with people. He says, well, how are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Yeah. So if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is the one who's trying to work out what's going on, he should have had at least maybe a third possibility. Maybe the Shaila of Rav Chisda is, are we allowed to make a mechitza with people?
Yeah.
Yeah? The Hoch of Peshitta, because whoever's declaring what the Shaila over here was, it poshets him, the Mechitza Shemini Adam Shemotel Asis, that you're allowed to make a Mechitza with people. It's just, does it help? Either because Rabbi Gamliel versus Rabbi Yeshua, or because of Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Onan, that last two others. Who bought the Hoch of Porim, and further on it's going, Porim from Nachma Yitzchak to Robo, and Nachma Yitzchak to Robo, Minov al Zofnos to Osir Lassis. From the case of Sukkah, where the wall collapses, Kamel Zashem says, you see over there, you're not allowed to do it, what's going on over here? So it doesn't seem likely that, therefore, says that the one who's clearing what's going on over here was actually Rav Nachman Yitzchok. It's more likely it was Rav. And then Rav Nachman Yitzchok's going to come in afterwards and he's going to say, hey Rav, there's another problem over here, an underlying problem. What's the heter to use people to make him a leader? Mm-hmm. Right?
Got you. Yeah.
Again,
if you've got the gifts that we've got, presumably, you'd have to say something like, first Rav Nachman Yitzchok, he could see, in other words, maybe he could see that wasn't the Shaila, if you see what I mean. Right? I don't know why though. If he comes in, he says, "Go make a mechitza, asela mechitza shabnei alma." Maybe the shaila was, you know, he didn't think of that one because maybe he thought that was the answer.
I mean, I was on Nachman by Yitzchok, isn't it? Asela mechitza shabnei alma. You can't. Or when it says asela.
Sorry.
When it says, "I mean, asela mechitza shabnei alma," before you can't. That is. Does that mean making a chitza or just the last bit?
That's the shayt. What do you mean? No, zecha making a chitza. The shayt is.
So that means already said that on Nachman Yitzchok that you can do that.
What do you mean?
Rabbi Achman or Yitzchok is asking what.
Correct. What was the shayt?
First he hears the other one, he hears what chitza has to say.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and says, well, you can't do that anymore.
Before all of that, it says, Omelo, Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman, Echem Tam Yitzchok, Shorim Tzah, and says, Omelo, Aseli Mechitza Shabbanei Elda. Who says that, Omelo? Aseli Yitzchok. Right before, Aseli Mechitza Shabbanei Elda.
Well, it's obviously not Rav Chisda, it's not Rav Nachman.
Who said that? That was Rav Nachman.
So he already said that. And so he obviously does hold that you can't make Mechitza Shabbanei
Elda.
This is not Rav Nachman by Yitzchok.
The Rebbe is asking the Shaila now, or Rav or Rav Nachman Yitzchok, is now trying to work out what was the Shaila of Rav Chisda, not the answer.
What was the Shaila of Rav Chisda?
It's not Rav Nachman Yitzchok. So we've got potentially three possibilities. Could be a Shaila: are we allowed to make a Mechitza B'chlal? Yes, you can make a Mechitza from any other. That's possibility number one. Yeah. Possibility number two is he knew you could make a Mechitza with people, but he wanted to know, is that going to help? Because if you don't pass the Rav Gamliel, it's not going to allow him to go more than Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
That's possibility two. Possibility three is, no, he knew you could make a mechitza. He knows that the Rav Gamliel, but we don't have enough people to get you all the way back in. Yeah, right. So do we pass the Rav Gamliel, the last two honors, he can walk himself. Now, since he never posed the possibility number one, he only went with two and three, and we know Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is bothered about really number one, what's the heter to make with mechitza from the other one, it sounds like that the person who's discussing, he's trying to work out what the shaila of Rav Chisda was, is not from Rav Meir. It must be his rov. That's basically what he's saying.
I got it. Understood.
So when he says before, I mean Rav Chisda Rav Nachman, Chem Tam Yichel Shor B'Tzah, which Rav Nachman is at right at the beginning? Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, according to Tosfos.
Which one?
Here. I wonder if it's the Rav Nachman.
No, Nachman Yachid.
Okay. It's from Rav. So he was around here as well. Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, Nachman Yachid. That makes it okay. It's easier.
Okay. Next Tosfos. So we wanted to know what is the case. What was the shaila, right? So we said, could be, this is one possibility, which is really the second possibility, that we don't have enough people to make the mechitza to take you all the way back into the tchum. And Shaila is the last two amas, whether you can walk that even without the mechitza. The imtoyma, prektosus, kilo molu gabre, even if you don't have enough people to be able to do that last bit, nami yebich el mokim sha mechitza magas, he should still go to wherever the mechitza reaches. Right? And then make a new mechitza, in order to get the people at the end to come round. Until he reaches the tchum. To get as far as you can, and then make another mechitza. Yishloima. Answer to Tosfos. Kevan shekavar osu pa'am achav. It only works once. You can only use this trick once. Once they've already done it once, yedu she nodas kein osu. They'll then realize, when they see this guy walking through, they suddenly realize why they've been asked to come here. So they'll realize that's what was going on. And but also, mekam be'eloch, kidemastik b'somuch b'shmait. And as we come, we're going to teach further on in the sugya, you're not allowed to, it doesn't work once people know they're being used as a mechitza. Yeah? Oy dilma, or perhaps, b'demonu gabri askino. We're dealing with a case, right, so this is the top of mentala and medala. We're dealing with, there are enough people, okay, this is really what we had as possibility number one, right? And then the shayla is to be passing like Rabban Gamliel or not. Now, the hashtag, okay, so this seems to have the gears the other way around, yeah? The hashtag now, afilu I ein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, even if the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, obviously ikonis, you can go in. Because since the people will take him all the way up to the tchum, he can now walk in.
Yeah?
The imtayma, correct Tosfos, came under Omri Rabbanon. Since the Rabbanon holds afilu amo achas lo yikonis, the Rabbanon, they say even if you're just one amo out of the city, out of the tchum, I mean, you're not allowed to walk in.
Yeah.
It's 2,000 and that's it. Not a single amo more. Afal pi shedalid amos sheloi muvlois pesuch atchum rishon, even though his dalid amos overlap with the original tuchum. So that means to say, if this guy, in this case it would be Nechemia, right, but if a person has walked outside of the tuchum, and instead of going 2,000 amos, you went 2,001, that's it, we say stop there. So what have I got? You've got dalid amos now. He says, okay, dalid amos. Even if you say it's not dalid amos in all directions, right, there's different shittas how you take the dalid amos, but okay, it definitely overlaps with my tuchum. So what's the problem? I'm allowed to walk Dalad Amos, so I'll walk in the direction of my tichum. I'll be back inside now. Kim is all. Why we don't say that? Apparently we don't, yeah?
But if you've always got Dalad Amos, then how can the Rabbanon say 2,000 Amos and that's it? Because at the end of the day, it works out you've probably got 2,004 Amos.
You don't, that's exactly what this is saying. You don't, exactly that point.
But you do. Because if he's one armour out or two armours out, he's still got the four armours around him.
Correct, but he can't walk back. Up to 2,000 armours, you can walk there and walk all the way back and opposite direction to 2,000 armours. That extra four armours beyond that, that's just within that double armours. You can't go anywhere else.
Even if it overlaps?
Or, even though it overlaps. According to the Rabbanon, even though it overlaps, tough luck.
Oh, I see.
Right? Once you've gone out, it's almost as if you've lost your tchum. So you've got your dalad amos, that's it. So I've got it, prektosus.
Only in one direction. The dalad amos.
There's different shifts of how to measure. Two, four, when you can choose.
Yeah.
So you might as well get the mekona shel odom, yeah. So hokanami, so here as well. Kimonu gabri mechitzas. So even if you've got enough people to make the mechitzas to take you all the way up to the tchum. When Magios took out tchum and even takes you inside the tchum, how should that help? You shouldn't be able to go in. Remember, the rule is the longest binder is where you've got mechitzas, dir basar, we say the whole enclosure is like your dalad amos. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, he's gone outside of his tchum.
Mm-hmm.
This person has gone 200 amos outside his tchum, let's say. Mm-hmm. I say, no problem, you've only got dalad amos now. Yep, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get mechitzas to the people. for the full 200 amas in the direction of the tzchut. So now that whole 200 amas becomes like Dalet amas.
Mm.
Okay, excellent. It takes him all the way to the tzchut, and he's now allowed to go into the tzchut and continues on throughout the tzchut. Why? So it makes the 200 amas into Dalet amas, and the guy is one amma outside, he's also got Dalet amas. And that takes him inside. Sorry, once you went out, you lost it. Mm. What's the difference between the two? This tomorrow, you can see that as long as it gets you back in, you're back in. So why don't we say that with the guy who went one arm outside? He's got Dalet amas. You can see there are one and all, you can't. What's going on? The Yeshlema answers Tosfos. The Lodomi, it's not similar. The Hocha, because over here, to our case here with Nehemiah, Keshetesalik Mechita de Gabri, if you were to remove that Mechita of people, Ukvar Yotza Alide Mechita Me Abba Amis, Shenosnu Lo Chachomim, using that Mechita, Nehemiah's already gone out of the four Amis that Chazal gave him. Umeyato Hoyolitin Lo Abba Amis Achir, so now you'd have to give him, really, you should give him another Dalet Amis. Bekemon Shu Bitchum Rishon, so once he's now back inside the original Tzuchum, we're not going to give you another Dalet Amos. Elochoz v'tchum orishon, he's now going to get that original Tzuchum. Avo b'hav lo'at Dalet Amos, but in the case of the just four Amos, literal four Amos which overlap, shelo hifsid b'chnisoso Dalet Amos, he never lost his Dalet Amos just because he came back in. Lo yikonis, we weren't allowed to go in. What that basically means to say is like this, that this person who's gone out, he's just one Amos outside, so he says, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I've got Dalet Amos, so I'll walk back. He walks 2 amas back, I'm back in. He says, very good, but you're also still inside your Dalet Amos. That Dalet Amos is like a prison. Yeah? You're staying in that Dalet Amos. You've got no hesitation to go beyond that. If he did this, so we could clear what was happening. But the Maisa, as long as he's within that Dalet Amos bubble, despite the fact that Dalet Amos bubble is now inside the bigger Tzuchum, tough luck. You've got to stay within that Dalet Amos. Fine. If you did go outside the Dalet Amos, now you're inside the Tzuchum, we'll then talk. Yeah? But if so, okay, we can talk. But you didn't. You haven't gone outside because you listened to what you're told. Nehemiah, however, what did he do? He walked. Right? He started walking. He had Dalet Amos initially. We made Mechitzas. So let's say he walked 100 Amos, and then suddenly the Mechitzas all went.
He had more than Dalet Amos.
No. See, initially he had Dalet Amos. He was sending people around. Then we made the Mechitzas, and he's allowed to start walking. Let's say he walked 100 amas back in the direction of the tzchum, and then the people dispersed. He'd have to stop there, and we say, oh, your original Dalet Amos you've lost, because you've gone away from your original Dalet Amos, we'll give you a new Dalet Amos. Right? That's essentially what's happening here. He walks 200 amas this time now, because he's got mechitz all the way to the city. He gets to the city, the mechitz runs out, we say, oh, hold on a second, your Dalet Amos which is over there, you're no longer there, we've got to give you a new Dalet Amos. Well, hold on. I'm now within my tzuchut. If you're already giving him something new, you may as well give him the whole tzuchut. Whereas the guy who's one arm outside and he walks just inside, he's still within his Dalet Amos. I'm not giving you anything new, so you stay within your Dalet Amos. It's not clear within your Dalet Amos again tomorrow. Okay.